Hello and welcome to Fastener Talk. I am the host, Will Lowry, and this episode is a review of the news and insight from the September edition of Fastener and Fixing magazine, which is now available online at fastenerandfixing.com, with printed magazines hitting desks by the end of this week. The main feature within the September edition is Made in Eastern Europe, where we provide an in-depth insight into the products and capabilities available from a manufacturing area that is becoming a key aspect of every fastener supply chain. Recent years have shown that even the most stable supply chains can be impacted by external factors which are out of many companies' control. Whilst the market might be getting back to some sense of normality, it always seems the next big challenge is just around the corner. A lot of European companies have already taken steps to ensure at least some of their production or suppliers are based within Europe, who then have the ability to step up if the wider supply chain is impacted elsewhere, such as in Asia. The feature underlines that these businesses have been investing in their machinery, capabilities, and capacity in order to further support existing European customers and become a vital part of new customers' supply chains. For instance, PGB Polska has invested in its automated packaging lines and distribution capabilities in order to better serve its customers. Klimas Rekmet explains how it has looked to continue to invest and innovate its wider portfolio of fixing solutions and fasteners. Markopol highlights the investment in machinery and expertise it has made in order to tailor its solutions and services to various industries. And Valenta underlines the multiple investments it has made over the last 12 months in order to meet the needs of its customers. There are several other companies involved within the feature, which all have a wide array of machinery and capabilities that enable them to cover a wide range of products, including nylon anchors and steel anchors, construction fasteners, screws, wood connectors, bolts, pins, threaded rods, HV and SB bolts, as well as nails, hinges, latches, brackets, garden fittings, self-forming and self-tapping screws, rivets, as well as special parts and even heat treatment lines. Alongside this insightful feature, as always, we have several articles that you will just not find anywhere else. Firstly, there is an exclusive interview with Dr. Daniel Bossard, CEO of Bossard Group, who discusses how the company works with customers to provide the optimal fastening solutions and services. Daniel talks about the company's target to bring proven productivity and sustainability to every assembly operation in the world by 2031, which is when the company also turns 200 years old. He also talks about the opportunities in the market, including the sunrise industries, such as the EV segment, renewable energy, healthcare, automation and robotics, as well as aerospace, which continues to be a growing segment for Bossard. He also talks about the opportunities he sees geographically within market. Plus, he talks about Bossard's new smart factory assembly system, which has been introduced to help customers through electronic work instructions that guide them step by step through each part of the process in question. Underlining to customers that at Bossard, it is not just about providing the right products in the right quantities and right place, it is about making sure the entire process, including the assembly and logistics, is completed to the highest standards and requirements.
We are just going to pause the podcast there for a second to give me time to mention our podcast sponsor for this episode, The Insert Company. The Insert Company UK is a specialist in thread inserts for wood, plastic and metal. All of its inserts and components are manufactured from the highest quality materials and conform to all industry standards. Imperial thread sizes are available, as well as inserts from zinc alloy, steel, brass, furniture connectors. Visit www.theinsertcompany.com for more information.
Another exclusive interview we have within the September issue is with Johannes Wilfried Huber, Senior Vice President for the Diamond Tool Business at Hilti Group, who talks about the crucial role of productivity and process improvements within the construction sector. Topics covered include the current situation within the construction market, the implementation of automation and robotics into the sector, and the challenges involved, the prominence of building information modelling, better known as BIM, and how that will grow in the future, as well as a new range of cordless diamond system tools enabling users to run diamond applications off a 22-volt platform. In addition to the article within the magazine, there is also some extra insight from Johannes in the previous episode of Fastener Talk, so make sure you give that a listen as well. Another interview within the September edition is carried out by Marco Guerritori, editor-in-chief of Italian Fastener magazine, who speaks with Paolo Pozzi, CEO of Agrati Group and the new president of the European Industrial Fasteners Institute, known as EFI. Within the article, Paolo talks about what people can expect from his EFI presidency, the key role of trade associations, and what his predictions are for the future of the automotive market and other areas. Next up, we have an intriguing article from Schnorr that highlights the growing inquiries it is receiving for DIN standard 9250, which, put simply, doesn't exist. The German manufacturer explains that whilst ensuring that products meet required DIN and ISO standards is a part of every fastener manufacturer's responsibility, it is difficult to achieve when the standard being requested by customers does not exist. A couple more regulation-related articles are within the construction fixing section, where both the European Consortium of Anchor Producers and Construction Fixings Europe discuss some of the complications with the impending new CPR regulation and what it means for the construction sector. Both articles give fascinating perspectives on the situation and are certainly well worth a read. We also have an article within the product section that is related to regulations and standards. Bill Eccles of Bolt Science focuses on the reduced loadability of DIN nuts compared to ISO nuts and how important it is to check nut markings to ensure that the products are the correct property class. Bill explains that some years ago, on a Bolt Science training course given to largely design engineers at a major manufacturer, the engineers spoke about a thread stripping issue they had on one application. The nuts were stripping and they didn't know why. When looking at the nuts, they had an 8 marking on them with two vertical lines either side. They had assumed that they were property class 8 to the relevant ISO standard, ISO 898 part 2, as they thought that the vertical bars either side of the 8 was just for decoration and no significance. In fact, they are essentially a separate property class. Property class 8 with two vertical lines either side is to have withdrawn at DIN standard. Bill goes on to explain that such nuts have what is referred to as reduced loadability and how important it is to ensure the correct nuts to the correct standards are used. Another key article is within the application technology section, where we once again have an article from freelancer Ian Parker, who looks at how joint quality and inspection help assure rail safety. The article also covers the possible role of automated inspection, the different types of rail fastening products and welding processes involved, as well as the growth of rail projects around the world. There are plenty of other articles and insights within the September edition, so make sure you give it a full read. That's it for this podcast. You'll hear from me next time.